It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Well, I'm looking at the kicker from the Baltimore Ravens, Justin Tucker, after 13 seasons, was released today. We know it's amid those allegations involving massage therapists, but there were also football reasons behind this as well. He finished 28th in field goal percentage last year and tied for 15th in 2023. Tucker's been amazing, though. His career in Baltimore, 8-time All-Pro, 7-time Pro Bowler, NFL 2010's All-Decade Team. He's got the longest field goal in NFL history at 66 yards, and he has the highest field goal percentage in NFL history as well, minimum 100%, and has made 89.1% of them. But I'll always remember him for this faithful kick.
Tucker is the kicker. Sam Cook is the holder. Morgan Cox, the long snapper for the Ravens. Snap is down and the kick is up. And it is no good. The kick is no good. Justin Tucker misses the extra point. 24 seconds left and the Saints up 24-23.
Yeah, missed that extra point against the Saints. The black and gold getting a win against Baltimore there. And that, you know, that faithful game would be completing the circle for Drew Brees, would end up beating every NFL team in his career after that night. And I learned a lesson too, guys. That was my first year on the sideline, and I was walking back, not even paying attention to the extra point, when all of a sudden I see Cam Jordan on the sideline, you know, elevating and jumping. I look back and I see kick no good, and I'm like, oh my Lord, I thought we were going to overtime. This game, you know, it ended up being an onside kick that Alvin Kamara recovers, and the Saints, you know, Drew Brees takes the knee, and that's history, folks.
Steve, to teach you a lesson.
Yes,
you gotta
sir.
Be attentive 24/7.
I learned to not turn my back on a play, for sure.
But Charlie and I were talking about this in the first hour. The fact that he had never missed a kick in high school, never at Texas, but it was the look on his face, yeah. Like, what the, what happened? You know, how did I miss it? And you're right about that. But I'm going to take the other side of this with you. If he don't have them allegations, he's kicking for the Ravens in 2025.
Agreed.
That was an off year, but I'm just telling you that those allegations that sealed the deal that he wasn't going to be back in Baltimore. And guys, I think his career's over.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to touch for teams. I've seen crazier things obviously happen throughout sports and the NFL, but it definitely doesn't look for Justin Tucker getting another gig anytime soon.
Nope. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with a couple SEC baseball notes here. For one, LSU dropping 2 of 3 at Texas A&M. All the folks that are panicking, they are tied for third place in the SEC standings at 15-9 in conference play. They're only behind Texas, who dropped all 3 to Arkansas this past weekend, which after a 19-2 start for the Longhorns, which is still unbelievable, they're 19-5 right now. Arkansas is 17-7. They're number 2 in SEC play, and they're coming to LSU this upcoming weekend. LSU's tied with Georgia at 15-9. And then you kind of go down the standings. Tennessee's 14-10. Vanderbilt's also 14-10. Alabama, Auburn, Oklahoma, and Ole Miss are all 13-11. And then all the way at the bottom, you know, South Carolina, if they wrap up the season with, is 5-19. LSU wraps up the season with. And then poor Mizzou, 0-24, guys. Got swept by Georgia this past weekend. I mean, I know that Missouri's come out and said that they haven't put enough, I guess, into their baseball program. And that's pretty evident with the product that they're putting out there every single weekend. But what I want to bring up here is the RPI update, because we're starting to get into the time where RPI really, really matters.
Yeah, just it's two SEC series left.
It's the difference between teams maybe on that borderline of being a top 8 national seed, maybe being on the borderline of being a regional host, a top 16 seed in the NCAA tournament, which is only a few weeks away. Georgia's number 1 in the RPI right now, guys. Texas is number 2. Vanderbilt's number 3. Auburn's number 4. Arkansas's number 5. You sense in a theme here, by the way. And then LSU is number 8 in RPI. So they're right on the borderline. It's going to be kind of interesting to see how they end out the season. These next 2 weeks are going to be supremely important. Number 13 is Alabama. Number 14 is Tennessee. Number 15 is Florida. Number 17 is Ole Miss. 22, Oklahoma. 33, Mississippi State. 35, Texas A&M. 41, Kentucky. And then you have South Carolina at 62 and Mizzou at 155. But I don't think it's out of the question. I know we talked with Todd Walker about this last week, Steve. We could potentially see 14 SEC teams in the NCAA baseball regionals.
Unreal.
I really don't think it's out of the question. I believe it. The teams are kind of on the borderline, right? When you have Texas A&M and Kentucky, who are both like 10-14 in SEC play, we've always said like the magic number to reach is kind of like 13. Texas A&M has a weekend series this upcoming weekend against Mizzou, so that should be 3 wins booked for them. And then we'll see what Kentucky does to end the season. But Mississippi State is kind of surging. Like they're playing good baseball at the right time after firing their coach. I legitimately think that it's one of those situations where you could see 14 teams sneak in.
Wouldn't be surprising, Charlie. The Rams and Matt Stafford made it official today. They have finalized the deal, and he's got a new $44 million contract. Now, $4 million's already been paid, and the other $40 million is fully guaranteed. So now Stafford's on the books for $58 million over 2 years, and he will get $84 million over 2 years. So for Matt Stafford, I mean, the key here is to keep him healthy and upright, because the one team, Steve, close your ears for this. You don't want to hear this. The one team the Eagles don't want to face, the Rams.
No, I agree.
Nobody gave them more trouble than the Rams. And for a team that they do well in the draft when they got picks, but most of the time they don't have any. Man, that is a team now that if you're looking for a team in the NFC that could kind of unseat the Eagles, I think the Rams kind of have a little bit of formula to maybe go after them, because, man, they came inches close to beating Philly in Philly and in bad weather. Interesting now that the Rams are basically saying for the next 2 years – Matt Stafford's going to be our quarterback, and he can still sling it. Now, again, he's getting at an age where injuries sometimes takes a little longer to heal, and now he got a new weapon, Davante Adams, to go with Puka Nacua.
It's a pretty nice weapon.
Now he's going to drink from the fountain of youth. Watch it. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.